Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome to NXT with Najee, a part of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast. We are here live with episode 6. I know we're about a day or so late, but it was a busy week. They had a double taping this week at NXT, so we're only going to cover this week's action. Don't be expecting me to give y'all no spoilers, because I'm not about that life. I'm sorry, but that's just how we do it. We respect the culture, we respect the story. So, like I said, this is episode 6. I wasn't supposed to have a special guest this week, but guess what? I got myself a special guest, y'all, and it's a good friend of mine. I met this man in the line at NXT multiple times, sitting in the crowd with this guy. This guy is the passion, the energy behind all of those NXT chants that you hear. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. J Movie Mania, what's good?
Yo, what's up, man? What's good, baby? What's going on, bro?
Not too much, man. Long day at work. Sound like you had a long day yourself too, brother. But, man, I'm happy you came on the show with me, man.
Of course, man. I got to support, man. Listen, I'm trying to be a regular, you know what I'm saying? No, but we'll see what's popping.
Hey, bro, you already know. So you live a pretty busy life. But just in case people don't know who you are, man, how about you just, you know, you plug us in. Plug us in one time. Tell the people who we're talking to.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is John J. Movie Mania Fleming Jr. Listen, I'm getting into acting. I do movie reviews. I do wrestling reviews. I'm married with 5 boys. Listen, no, I don't know if y'all can hear the background, but the background is always noisy. Let me see. On IG, Twitter, Instagram, it's J Movie Mania. TikTok, it's the same thing. And then on YouTube, you know, I got a podcast too called Let Me Talk To Your Podcast. Let me talk to ya. You know what I'm saying? And then, got a movie page called Let Me Watch With You. You know what I'm saying? And, that's what I'm doing. And then, yes, like he said, all of the crazy chants that y'all hear at NXT that actually are catchy, they come from me or my boy Cleveland, who is not here right now. But, yeah, man, and, you know what? Let me just quickly say this. I did not create the Whoop That Trick chant. Okay. I did not create it, but did I enhance it? Yes, the hell
yes.
I did.
Yes, he did. And you better put some respect on it. Because
I want to give a shout out to my boy Crunchy, to Steven, to Chris, to Will. They all created that Whoop That Trick when Trick Williams first ever appeared. They started it. Really kind of, you know what I'm saying? It was there, but the moment I started coming, I helped enhance that thing. So, yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you once again, man. But just so people don't know, the way we run down this show is that we're going to run through each and every match, and then every once in a while, I'll pop a question in there for my boy Jay. But we're going to start off with the first match of the night. This is our road to roadblock now at this point in time. We know the road to Standard Deliver has happened. It has started. Yep. It is underway. But that next stop, that roadblock in a way, is roadblock. So we got the first match up right now, which is Noam Dar versus Oren Mensa versus Vaughn and Mr. Stone. So this match kind of got started before the match technically got started. They did a little bit of a promo. I don't like talking about promos, but they did a little bit of a promo to where Vaughn and Mr. Stone popped out the back with a sneak attack. And
it ain't gonna lie, I like that.
Yeah, I did too. It was hilarious. So we brought them in from the backstage all the way out to the ring where, you know, they battled. Mr. Stone surprisingly gave us a little more athleticism than he did in the last one. I don't know why people act like he can't wrestle, because my man is built like that. He really is. And he used to wrestle before, but a lot of people don't know that. But we're not going to spend too much time on that one. So, of course, you got Metaphor, which means it's not a 2-on-2 match. It's 4-on-2. So Lash and Jakara, you know, do what they do. Pop in and, you know, Noam Dar and Oren Mensa get the win for that first match. So now we're going to pop into the second match, which is the Gauntlet match. Ridge Holland versus all of Gallus, one by one. First person he takes on is Wolfgang. Mm-hmm. He gets a very, very good pin over Wolfgang, which is who most of us in the crowd kind of thought he was going to face first. And then he faces the first of the two Gallus brothers. But before that can really happen, we kind of see Ridge defend himself a little more aggressively than he had been in the past. Instead of getting jumped, instead of getting mollywopped, my man went underneath, got that chair, and went to town on all three of them. it kind of cut off the match. It would have been nice to see him take out all three of them via pinfall.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think it was a very big statement for us to see him kind of be strong and not so not so sad. But that leads me into my question for you, Jay. Do you think that this depression phase of Rich Holland is getting overplayed, or do you think that's exactly what we need for him to get his confidence back and build his story up?
I mean, honestly, like, I really feel that, you know, I'm going to speak from, you know, as a fan, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, because I'm definitely a fan of, you know, NXT, a very big fan. When it comes to Rich Holland, I really feel like the whole depression thing is kind of overplayed, you know what I'm saying? And the, you know, the direction that they're going with Rich Holland, like, you know, it's an up and down type of thing, man. Because fans, you know, we are very, very passionate about wrestling, and you know, and then, you know, his history of not being a safe worker has really kind of put a stain on his legacy of what he's trying to build. So, I think they can, you know, it's going in the right direction, but the direction that they're trying to go, I feel, might not work, but you never know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I feel the same way. I think it's a little bit overplayed. I do notice that, like, being there live in general, they are definitely putting a lot of camera time on his facial expressions to show that he's sad, like, sad boy.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you're too big to be sad boy. You're too big.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to move up. We're going to move on into the next one, which we have one of my personal favorites, Lola Vice. Y'all know I love Lola. I want that woman to shoot to the stars. Against Tatum Paxley. Now, the history behind this all stems from the last PLE, Vengeance Day, where she cashed in her contract. And Tatum, once again, was right there to necessarily give us a little bit of a roadblock to Lola getting the title. So Lola being out for revenge, I think she definitely gave us a piece of Lola that we've been missing, which is a look into that MMA side of her. The fact that she finally won by submission, y'all. Won by submission. I'm going to say that in there because it's been a while since we've seen her do that.
Yeah.
So her winning by submission was incredible. The craziest thing about it is that Lyra actually showed up to help
Tatum. Yeah.
Tatum once again.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see where that's going to go. Me personally, I think it is leading up to a roadblock match. Should be interesting to see how that one plays out. But my question for you, Jay, is actually about Lola, not even about Tatum or about Lyra. My question about Lola is that, like, when do you think that she is actually going to get some gold around her waist? And do you think that when she gets it, she'll be dominant? Or do you think that it'll be along the lines of those MMA people who might not be as much of a powerhouse as we thought after they got the title?
You want me to be honest?
Be honest, brother. Please be honest.
Lola needs to stop shaking her ass.
I agree.
She needs to stop. We already know that she's a beautiful young lady. We already know that she has a beautiful body. We already know that she can shake her ass. Cool. We know that you can fight MMA style. What's next, Lola? And that's the thing with, her coming out dancing here and there. Okay, cool. But it's like, yo, when you in that ring, we need you to show that you mean business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, in the beginning, it was fun, you know, doing one of the little hip thrust here and there. But now it's time to stop. Now it's time to show us the Miss 305. Okay, show us Miss Lola Vice. Show us why WWE signed you. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, I'm going to bring her up in this. That's why you got the Tiffany Strattons of the world. You know, you have the Mandy Roses of the world. You have the Jada Parkers of the world.
Miss Parker. We're going to talk about her next, y'all. Don't worry.
Because, you know, she looks beautiful. They all look beautiful. But one thing they started doing was doing business in the ring the way it should. And that's why the respect levels is going up for Jada Parker, for Tiffany Stratton. Lola can get there, but we need to see Lola handle business in the ring.
Yeah, and we gotta hope that they give her a chance to truly do that. Because Electra Lopez...
I mean, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Like, one thing, you know, us being in the NXT crowd, we hold the power. Mm-hmm. Whether a lot of people realize that or not, like, the NXT crowd holds a lot of weight. And the thing is, us as the crowd, we need to start letting Lola know, yo, show us you mean business in that ring.
Oh, every week I be telling her to kick her in the face because she need to have that.
You
foot.
Be the, listen, for every everybody week. That watches NXT, and anytime Lola's in that ring and you hear somebody scream, kick her in the face, it's that man
it's
right
me.
There.
It's me.
It's him.
And then right after she do it, you're going to see me on a hard cam standing up like, yo, I told you.
Yes.
I told you. All you got to do is kick her in the face.
Hell, man.
But all right, so you brought up Miss Parker. Miss Parker actually happens to be match four of the night. She went against Adriana Rizzo. So this is clearly steering, you know, around the fact that the family in OTM have a beef that started between Chase.
Get it out the mud, baby.
Yes, sir. So Miss Parker walks away with a strong win. Granted, you know, Rizzo was showed us in the crowd that she got it in her. But we knew Miss Parker was walking away with that one, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But
of course,
I did see something on social media. Somebody posted something about her after she won that match. And it said, dear WWE, good luck trying to get anybody to boo this woman ever. She means business and she stands on business. And we see it every week in the crowd. They even had her come out with the OTM music this week, and we found a way to still let her know that it's Miss Parker. It's Miss Parker, but we're not going to spend too much time on Miss Parker. We've already kind of given her flowers. I know you have. I know you got a lot of respect for Miss Parker and OTM.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to match five.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to ask you too many questions about this man.
Well, y'all got to give me 1 second. Hold on 1 second. I'm talking about
this. I got you. All right, so while Jay is gone, my friends, we're going to go over match five. He's got a family to take care of, so you know my man's going to have to step away every once in a while to take care of the kiddos. But, of course, the crowd absolutely destroyed Carmelo, my friends. We absolutely destroyed him. We let him have him. We let him have it again. But don't worry. This time, we didn't get in trouble. We ain't drop no F-bombs. We ain't say no F-U mellows. We ain't do none of that. We were good. We're on our best behavior for USA. We trying to make it to the CW. So we had to take that baby steps. Welcome back, brother. Welcome back.
Yeah.
All right. But, yo, a nothing but net to seal the deal. Mello walks away with the victory. But, of course, Joe Gacy kept it weird the whole time like he should. I'm really excited for him to hit the main roster because once Joe Gacy hits that main roster, I feel like they're really going to push that weirdness with him heavily. But we'll talk about that on a different episode.
Oh, but, man, I'm about to say, boy, you want to see, like, yo, oh, man.
I already know you got some things to say about Gacy, man. I know.
Honestly, it's just quick. If they don't bring back Bo Dallas, which is, you know, Bray White's actual brother.
Yeah, and
if
I
they
think
don't bring him back, if
you
don't
want to
come back, you know what I'm saying? Joe Gacy can take up that mantle. I really think he can take up that mantle and bring it even more, like, you know, creativeness. Like I really think Joe Gacy is Bray Wyatt Jr. Well, let me just say it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way he wrestles, the way he looks, the way he carries his promos. And, like, I'm telling you, like, I really think that Joe Gacy is the next Bray Wyatt, to be honest with you. If they let him do him, I guarantee you it'll be like some, like, to me, he's a mixture between Bray Wyatt and Mankind.
Wow. Yeah, that's wow. Yeah. That's you could, right on the head. Had to take a sip of water afterwards because he meant that. Wow, that's a good point, man. All right. But I'm gonna keep that in mind because next time I get you on the show, I'm gonna poke your brain about that a little bit more. But we're working on a time thing right now. So we're gonna go into match number six, which is Kiana James versus Brynley Reese. Now, a lot of people who have been at the NXT shows have seen Brynley Reese live a lot doing Level Up shows. And then if you've made your way to any of the house shows, she's been everywhere. They've also been kind of throwing her with Idris and Malik recently, which I think is somewhat of like a very strong fitness faction, which I'm here for.
Yeah.
But we got Kiana James walking away with the victory. I do have a question for you regarding Kiana James. What are your thoughts on Kiana James? I know, like I said, we both have seen her on Level Up and we both seen her on NXT Live. Do you think that this is really going somewhere? You think they're about to give her a quick, like a really good push? Or do you think that this is mainly them testing her to see if she's developed enough to become that next big person to challenge for the NXT Women's title?
Man, Kiana got it. I like even when she first started, like Kiana got it. Okay, like just how Dwight Howard got the broad shoulders, she got the same broad shoulders as Dwight Howard. She got it. Okay, like Kiana James, I'm not gonna hold you, bro. Like that man, that woman can wrestle, she can talk, man. Like, and I'm you know what? And I'm glad they got Izzy Dane with her too. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
like
out to Michigan, Michigan Izzy, made, baby. Hey, Izzy Dane.
Izzy, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like Kiana James is her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she is her. Well, no, I take that back. She ain't her, but she is.
Yeah,
she is the it factor. She is the it factor. You know what I'm saying? Yes, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother. I'm happy you agree with me on that one. All right, so now we're at the main event. The main event for all the dogs. Shout out to Drizzy. We got Bron and Baron versus the family for the tag team titles. So,
I always think
it's hilarious that a bunch of grown ass men and women be sitting here barking at another grown ass man every single Tuesday. It's hilarious to me, but it works. So, yo, this match crowd was fully invested. We may not have had some of the heavy hitters in the crowd, but when I sit there and say that we were on 15 for this match.
Yeah, 15, I heard.
And it was unbelievable to actually see Baron and Bron pull off the victory. It was incredible. Yeah. I feel like most of us saw it coming with the way that they were getting pushed, but it was awesome to see it happen. But this brings up a lot of questions. Like, because we know that that deal is on a table for Bron, and Bron is going to take it. He's going to go to Raw. So, do we think that this means that Baron's going to come with him? Do they take the tag titles with them, just like we had some NXT women's tag titles, tag champions that got drafted and still ended up kind of flowing between both shows? Do you think that this is something that could work for Bron and Baron, or do you think it's a quick tag team titles and split apart thing because Bron's doing his own thing?
Let me go ahead and just say this. Don't be surprised if you see main roster tag teams come down to NXT within the next 2 months
to face
Bron and Corbin.
Because that's the team.
Don't be surprised.
And
that's the thing, like Wolf Dogs. I'm gonna be totally honest with you, bro. Wolf Dogs,
Spear of Days.
Is that tag team? Okay, listen. Spear of Days should be called their finisher. Like their finisher should be called Spear of Days.
But I agree. But
Wolf Dogs, I agree with that though. But I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Like to. Dog, like I really feel like that team deserves to be on the main roster. As long as Creative, which I don't think Creative's gonna mess with them because Triple H is in charge. Excuse me, and we all know he's cooking.
Oh yeah,
he is
Chef
cooking.
Curry with the pot. Chef Curry
and
with
Shawn
the pot,
Michaels
boy.
Is cooking. So like Wolf Dogs, they're gonna have the NXT title runs as tag team, and then I think that eventually they're gonna be pushed to the main roster and go after tag team gold. Because honestly, like I'm going to be the one to say it, I think they have the potential to be one of the greatest tag teams of all time.
Agreed, brother. I couldn't agree with you less, truthfully, because
like,
that chemistry is there.
Dog, as long as they let them do them, one of the greatest tag teams of all time. Like, I thought we seen it with the Usos and the New Day and the Hardy Boys and Cass and Izzo and Edge and Christian and the Dudley Boys. No, bro. This tag team right here, I feel, can be one of the greatest of all time.
I agree.
But honestly, coming behind them, not sleep on Idris and Malik.
Oh, my God. You already know. That's our crowd favorite. Every time they step foot in that ring. Plus, I've been telling y'all that for weeks. When they went against Trick and Melo, bro, they showed out. Malik went so hard, he damn near hurt himself. Like, almost took himself out the match because he showed out. But, yo, that's basically the wrap-up for this week's NXT. So, before I get out, y'all know how I like to do it. I like to always ask my guests a couple questions just so y'all can get to know them a little bit more so that y'all don't think I just bring some randos on here. All right. So, my question's for you, my friend. What got you into wrestling, and what was the moment where you knew that wrestling was going to forever be a part of your life? Like, what was that exact moment for you that he, I don't know, maybe it brought you tears, maybe it made you mad. Like, when was that moment for you that you knew wrestling was
man. So I'm 37 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you know, in a couple of weeks I'll be 38. You know?
Hey, happy early birthday, bro.
Thank you. What got me into wrestling was my grandmother had SummerSlam on VHS. I think it was 93 or 94. Oof. And when I popped it in, I was just hooked, bro. Like, I see Ultimate, I think Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, Yokozuna. Yeah.
That was a stadium one, wasn't it? Wasn't that the one that was outside?
I think so, bro. Like, yeah, like, man, I'm like, I've just been hooked ever since, man. And that's what, you know, I fell in love with wrestling, bro. Like, you know, and man, it's, you know, I've been rocking with it ever since. The only regret that I do have, though, is that when I graduated from high school in 2004, I stopped watching wrestling for about 2 years.
Mm. Oh, you missed some stuff in them years, brother.
I know, but the thing is, I got back into wrestling in 2006. I won tickets off the radio to go watch the 2006 Royal Rumble in Miami. Oof. So I was there. I watched Rey Mysterio win the Royal Rumble. I watched Kurt Angle beat Mark Henry. I watched John Cena, a prime John Cena.
Yeah.
Beat Edge, bro. Like,
that was 2006.
I was there for a lot of stuff. Yes.
You weren't touching John Cena in 2006. You couldn't even see him. You can't even see him now.
Yes. So that's what I fell back in love with. So those 2 years that I didn't watch wrestling, bro, I regret, man. So, yeah. So.
All right, brother. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that with you, man. It definitely impacts a lot of us. So I got one last, well, two quick ones for you. This last one I'm gonna have to kind of slide in quick. I know you do movie reviews, and granted, I know the answer to this, but I want the world to know, what movie have you seen?
One Love.
That's out
you
there,
ain't
right?
Even gotta, you ain't even gotta ask. One Love, the Bob.
I agree.
Movie, the biopic, whatever you want to call it. Go watch that movie. Go
incredible.
Take your mama, your grandmama, your cousins, daddies, your uncles, take everybody. Go take the whole neighborhood. Go watch that movie and support that movie. That movie. Man, Kingsley Benadire and LaShonda Lynch did an awesome job. But Marley Kids and wife was actually involved through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
So go support that movie. That movie is wonderful, beautiful. Man, One Love, yo.
Unbelievable. I literally just went and saw it yesterday, and you literally were the first person I texted. As soon as I got out of the theater, I was like, bro, wow. I got as peaceful as I already feel as a human, I don't want nothing but more peace now. Like, that's all I want.
That's
fantastic. But yes, please, my friends, please go see One Love. Please go see One Love. And don't get mad at us for promoting this on here, but please go see it. Anyways, last question. And I did very good at not bringing this up the whole entire time that I've been interviewing you.
Oh, boy, what is it?
But I know that you're really, really good friends with Trick Williams. And I'm gonna keep this story-wise. I'm not gonna mess up anything for anybody. But so how is he doing, man? Is he okay? Is he ready to come back and get this revenge tour started? Like, where are we at with my man Trick?
I ain't even gonna hold you, bro. He's ready. Oh, he's ready. The moment that, you know, his knee heals up and everything, you know, because man, Melo was, y'all see what Melo did.
Wailing.
Man.
Absolutely, you know, wailing on it. What? Bob Marley and the Wailers on his leg.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. But honestly, bro, like, he's ready to come back. And when he comes back, Melo, he might as well just run like Forrest Gump, because there is no stopping Trick. Trick is coming. And when he come, that's it. There is no stopping. That's it. Like, I ain't really got nothing else to say. Like,
NXT, be ready. You've been put on notice, NXT. When that man Trick Williams comes back, it's Trick James, bitch. I don't care if y'all blank
with
that
the
out
lemon
or not.
Pepper
y'all know
stuffers.
What time it is. What'd he say? Yes. Say it one more time.
With the lemon pepper stuffers.
Yes, sir. Wait, I appreciate y'all so much for listening to me and tuning in this week for episode 6 of NXT with Najee. We got J Movie Mania one more time. Let them know where they can find you. How can they find everything you're doing out here, man?
Listen, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, it's J Movie Mania. Then on on YouTube is Let Me Watch With You Podcast. And then the movie page is Let Me Watch With You. You know what I'm saying? And then if you come to NXT, come sit in our section. You know what I'm saying? You know, you would not regret it. You're going to have fun. And, shout out to my boy Cleveland, a.k.a. Black Arrow. That is like my partner in crime. Like, he is the one that helped come up with all, like, the chance. Like, you know, I'm 50%. He's the other 50%. You put us together, you get 100%. Crazy chance.
We really want to try to get Cleveland on the channel soon too. So that's something that we got our fingers crossed for. He's also a very busy man. So it's been nothing but a blessing having you here tonight, man. Thank you so much. I know it was super last minute. I thank you. I know the people. Thank you. Hopefully I'll see you not this Tuesday. We got a week off. So yeah. I'll see y'all next week. Don't worry. I got the second half of this episode, which will probably premiere next Thursday for my friends that are watching. But once again, thank y'all so much. Big shout out to J Movie Mania. Shout out to The Whip Show, the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast. My name is Najee. This is NXT with Najee. We up out of here, y'all. Thank you.